This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 131, The Hug or the Handshake, How to Greet in American Culture.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Join us, Lindsay and Gabby, for The Key to Connecting with Americans, a three-part event that helps you go deeper into real English conversation. You guys have told us that you want to feel confident and not awkward at your next professional event in English, so we're here to help. We're going to help you to avoid cultural mistakes you don't know you're making and give you practical phrases that we use every day in professional situations. So reserve your spot now at www.allearsenglish.com/key, that's K-E-Y. Join us for the live events on June 17th, 24th, and July 1st, or register before July 1st and you can still receive the recordings of each event. See you there. In this episode, you'll learn how to stop sweating when you greet Americans. You're gonna learn how to avoid embarrassing situations when you're not sure whether to hug, handshake, or wave. Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Not much. And you?
I'm doing great. You guys can't see right now, but Lindsay and I are hugging.
Not quite, but...
We're smiling. Well, we're not shaking hands. We already know right. Each other, right?
No, we've already met. We don't need to shake hands.
Yeah. In today's episode, we want to answer a question that we got from one of our listeners about greetings with Americans in English. When do you have to hug? When do you have to kiss? When do you shake hands?
Yeah.
Maybe you can talk a little bit more about, describe the question.
Yeah, so I was speaking by phone to a student from China who's studying in New York, and her question was this. She wanted to know what to do, especially when she was introduced to a guy, who knows, maybe a 20, 30-year-old guy. The guy sometimes would tend to hug her as a greeting, and that is a greeting that we do use sometimes in the U.S. more and more now. It's kind of a young thing, a hip thing, I guess.
Right.
But she couldn't hug him because of cultural differences. Understandable. Mm-hmm. So she didn't know what to do. Should she put her hand out and shake his hand? Should she step back? And it just felt very awkward, and she felt embarrassed, and the guy felt embarrassed. It was just bad.
Yeah.
So we want to help you guys to avoid getting into these situations.
It's tricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
I never know what to do when I'm introduced to like someone from South America or Europe. I'm like, how many kisses and where?
Oh, I know. And it reminds me, I started a capoeira class a few weeks ago and a guy from France came up, introduced himself, and he kind of like went in for a hug real quick. And I sort of moved back.
Oh,
I thought
awkward.
That was too direct. And then he said, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm from France. And he felt really bad. And I felt bad for him. Right. So this is a tough situation.
It is. But we can help with how to greet Americans. I'm not sure we're the experts on how to greet in France, but so for an American greeting, I mean, it depends on where you are, who you are greeting. Anything else? If you've met before,
how close you are. So in general, I don't really hug people when I meet them the first time. Do you?
No. Although, let's say it's a situation where you're with friends. Let me give a concrete example. On Monday night, I met up with two friends for some appetizers and drinks, and I knew both of them, but they did not know each other.
Okay.
So it was the first time they met. So when they met for the first time at the beginning of the evening, they shook hands. Okay. Then we talked and they got comfortable with each other. And at the end of the evening, they could hug goodbye. And it was kind of like, oh, what should we do? Oh, I don't know. But, the man, there was one male friend and one female friend, and the man kind of, you know, extended his arms and, went for the hug. And so my female friend was fine with that. And so after you get to know someone, they may reach out to give you a hug, and that's normal. They're not trying to take advantage of you.
Right. So the question is, what do you do if that feels kind of against your culture, if that feels not okay?
Yeah. I know some of my friends, particularly from Asia, will just do a very light, like a hug light. So what that means is just you kind of tap the person with your hands on their back and you don't actually touch bodies, because mm-hmm. I'm assuming the part that feels awkward is the intimacy of having your chest so close to the other person's chest, and it's like you're embracing, you know?
Right.
So there's different levels of hugs, and I would suggest a hug light, which mm-hmm. is where you're not really touching bodies, you're just kind of like touching arms.
Okay, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
But if you're okay with hugging, let the other person lead, and just if they want to hug, just hug them. Just give them a hug. It's not a big deal. It doesn't mean anything. It's not romantic.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I see a lot in people in their 20s and 30s in urban areas, in Boston, New York.
Absolutely.
I don't know about outside of urban areas. I don't know. This is what I experience here in Boston for people my age, our age.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the situation too. If I saw my same friends that I mentioned from Monday night, if I saw them at work, let's say they came to visit me at work. I don't know if I was it depends what situation. What I'm trying to say is, in a very formal situation, I don't know if I would hug.
Yeah.
Perhaps not.
Yeah. So context is key.
Yeah. Context is key. I don't tend to hug colleagues or coworkers.
Right, obviously,
yeah.
Clients, no.
No. Students, no.
No. So it's very nuanced, and obviously in the professional space, maybe not. When you're out with friends, maybe yes.
Right.
But I think the point is don't tighten up around this. Just relax a little bit. Loosen up.
Yeah.
And don't take it so seriously. I mean.
Yeah. And you know, if you're really uncomfortable with hugs and you really don't want someone to go in for the hug, then you need to take action and you need to stick your hand out first and go for the handshake and
right.
make it clear.
And early enough so it doesn't end up stabbing them.
Yeah, you don't want to like punch them in the stomach. But you have to take that action, because if you wait for the other person, then it's going to be more awkward.
Absolutely.
If they go in for the hug and you don't want.
And it
the
is
hug.
Okay. I mean, we do also shake hands at parties. Like, I know I've done that before. Right? You shake someone's hand when you're introduced. That's also okay. That is okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or you could also wave. I mean,
right.
So sometimes if we're like a few arms length apart, you could say, hey, you know, stick your hand up. I'm doing it right now. You can't see me because this is a podcast. But
Lindsay's waving. Yeah, absolutely. So you have that option too if you don't want to shake hands. Some people will avoid shaking hands when they're sick or under the weather. They'll say, oh, you know, I'm under the weather. I have a cold. I shouldn't shake your hands, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they're trying not to get you sick. So
that
might be an excuse. It might be for real. They're just mm-hmm. being nice. But, you know, that's something you could say if you don't want to shake hands for some reason.
Definitely. Definitely. And the art of the handshake is another podcast.
Oh, that's a whole nother podcast.
A bunch of other podcasts that we'll cover eventually, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Stick to Allers English.
That's right.
Great. So hopefully that was helpful for you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.